Track 4. New textile firm creates jobs for locals. A newly launched textile company, Newton Abbott, has found its first employees with the help from Job Centre Plus. Digital Textile Laboratories set up a new production facility at premises in Decoy just a few months ago as part of its recruitment process contacted Job Centre Plus. Directors Adrian Stark and Julian Marsh were keen to employ people based on their attitude, motivation and willingness to learn rather than prior experience, and they wanted to offer genuine chances for local people to build skills, gain confidence and secure meaningful work. Now the new firm's first 10 members of staff have started work. The company places particular emphasis on supporting two groups who often face barriers when seeking employment: older workers who offer experience and reliability but may struggle to re-enter the labour market, and young people who frequently face having no experience. Lisa Gunstone, employer advisor and Newton Abbott Job Centre Plus, immediately recognised the potential job seekers in the area. She mobilised her network of work coaches to share the new job opportunities and ensuring anyone with an interest, even without experience, could put themselves forward. The response was described as remarkable. It saw 40 people express an interest to attend a DTL job fair, and the company led three presentation sessions explaining their innovative production processes, workplace culture and training offer. More than 30 people requested an interview on the spot. Short introductory interviews were held and 21 candidates were selected for a follow-up orientation visit. This session allowed participants to experience the working environment firsthand, understand production workflows, and see the technology behind DTL's textile decoration processes, including direct-to-film, embroidery, and print-on-demand systems. Contracts are currently 0 hours to reflect initial short-term volumes, but the company is confident new clients will enable further roles to be created.
Engineers repair storm damage at Spray Point. A team of marine engineers from Teignmouth has been working to repair a substantial sinkhole at Spray Point, which had closed the footpath adjacent to the main railway line. The coastal path has been closed for repair since January after suffering significant damage in the New Year storm Chandra, when the seaward side of Spray Point was breached. Marine Civil Engineering Company, TMS Maritime Limited, has now completed its part in the project to repair alongside the railway line, which was damaged during recent storms. TMS has brought in to fix the sinkhole. The team faced significant challenges from persistently poor weather conditions, high tides and onshore swell, to the challenging logistics of getting more than 400 tonnes of bulk material to the site. Over several weeks, the team made the coastline safe, effecting repairs to the sinkhole, reinstating the footpath and surrounding area. They made final concrete repairs to the seaward face, eastern slipway and access stairs, which also suffered significant damage. The Riviera Line is a highly scenic stretch of railway which runs along the coastline, but it is vulnerable to the weather and regularly damaged due to its proximity to the water and exposure to extreme conditions. Ian Martin, Project Delivery Manager at the TMS Maritime, said, "Our specialist teams mobilised quickly to support the works on Spray Point, bringing together the specialist marine and civil engineering expertise needed to operate safely in the challenging coastal environment in difficult weather conditions. We are incredibly well supported by our key suppliers, who are able to mobilise plant and significant volumes of materials at short notice. In this case, so we could help protect the railway line and restore reliable access for the local community." TMS Maritime involvement in work on the line continues and includes upcoming phases involving the rebuilding of sections of the parapet wall between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren.
School sings again to beat racism. Students from a Newton Abbott school are celebrating winning an award for an anti-racism song for the second year running. The Year 10 students scored a national success after being recognised in the 2026 Show Racism the Red Card score competition. Simon Vincent, Molly Nilsson, Elia Markman, Harrison Swan, Rosie Curtis and Will Harvey have been selected to receive an award in the music category for their original song, Connected. They've been invited to attend a prestigious award ceremony, which will take place at a Premier League football ground in May. The competition is a national initiative, with schools from across the country taking part, which encourages young people to express anti-racism messages through creative media. Their success shows their creativity and their commitment to promoting equality, inclusion, and anti-racism through music. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy, said, "We are incredibly proud of our students for this outstanding achievement. The song, Connected, is a powerful reflection of their values and their commitment to promoting equality and inclusion, and to be recognised at a national level in such an important competition is a testament to their creativity, teamwork, and the strength of their message." Matthew Shanks, CEO of Education Southwest, said, "This is a fantastic achievement for the students and for the wider school community. At Education Southwest, we are committed to ensuring our young people not only achieve academically, but also develop as thoughtful, responsible citizens."
Convicted killer admits attack on police. A convicted killer has admitted attacking a police officer and now faces a life jail sentence. Guy Pottle admitted unlawfully wounding the female constable during an incident in Newton Abbott in the early hours of February the 10th this year. Pottle, 39, also admitted attempting to cause her grievous bodily harm with intent during the same incident in Drake Road. The officer was taken to hospital and was later discharged. Pottle from Exeter denied a charge of attempting to murder the officer and a charge of causing actual bodily harm to a second woman. The prosecution accepted the guilty pleas and Pottle will be sentenced later after reports are prepared. In 2019, Pottle was jailed for 6 years for manslaughter.
Drop-in sessions for Teignbridge landlords. Teignbridge Council will be holding landlord drop-in sessions for local landlords and letting agents who have questions about managing private rented properties. The session will take place at Ford House, May the 12th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and May the 19th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Officers from the Council's housing team will be available to answer general questions about landlord responsibilities, provide guidance on property standards, repairs and safety, discuss recent and upcoming changes in housing legislation, signpost to relevant advice, support and resources, and provide information about the Sprint letting service for landlords. A spokesman for the council said, "The session is free to attend and there is no need to book. This is a chance to speak to council officers in an informal setting."